Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Instant Equity, Advanced Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazzola. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is episode 37. Mike, it's said that, or you've said that, before you get into this, you got to know what your reason is for doing this. And I guess many of you out there who get involved in different real estate investing systems, many investing systems, don't know your why. Sum it up, Mike. Why is knowing your why so essential?
Well, you know, the thing is, when a lot of people are looking to get into real estate, they've seen all these get-rich-quick schemes and all these ideas that all of a sudden just become a real estate investor and you're suddenly going to be really wealthy. Well, I've found that all of us need a driving force. I call it your why. You got to have your why, meaning why do you want it? You know, it's not just to make money. Well, to make money for what? To make money for my retirement, to make money so I don't have to work as many hours, to make money to be able to just meet my monthly requirements. I mean, you got to have your why. And, you know, I just wrote two books. I just finished my second book. And, you know, in the book, I talk about that. You know, you got to know your why, because if you can draw back on why you're looking to make money in real estate, why this is important to you, you're going to be that much more successful, because it's not just about making money. It's not just about, you know, doing this to be rich. You got to have a driving force. And I call that your why.
So your why is really just more than why you're doing it. It becomes, I guess, part of your mission, part of your reason for getting up out of bed in the morning. And like any other business, you've got your downtimes, your times where your energy's flagging, where things aren't going the way you want because you just went to an auction, either online or in person. You had a property that you really wanted really badly and you got outbid by $200. So the frustration sets in. So you go back to your why and it gets you through those slack times, I guess.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, you know, what the why is for me, it's, you know, my wife, my kids, providing a better life than I had, being able to provide for their education. And like you said, you know, at night, some people, you know, instead of watching TV or, you know, doing some things that are not productive, that aren't actually improving the quality of your family's life, drawing back on the reason why you want to do this and knowing that there's a bigger cause, there's a bigger driving force than just the fact of getting some instant gratification by watching, you know, a reality show or news that's just depressing. Being able to draw on what's important to you and the reason why you need to make money has always proven to be much more effective than just the idea that you want to get rich in your head.
And you've had hundreds, if not thousands, of students. What was some of the most surprising whys that you heard from some of your students?
Well, I always thought that most people, their why would just be to make a little bit more money each month. But believe it or not, you know, the number one why that I've found from my students is that they want their children to not have to get in debt with the student loans. And a close second would be to be able to provide for their own retirement. You know, most people, you know, whenever I ask them, hey, what was your why? You know, I've seen you've been successful. You've done exactly what I showed you how to do. You've implemented it perfectly. You're now my peer. You're not my student anymore. What drove you? And, you know, whether it's just it's the kids and the family dynamic, number one, meaning either paying for that education for their kids so they're not so far in debt when they graduate college, or it's being able to take that extra vacation with their family, with their wives and their kids and their husbands. But to be able to strengthen the family dynamic is certainly at the top of the list. And, you know, a lot of people just want to be able to know that they can retire. A lot of people out there, you know, they really don't have the answers. They really don't know how they're not going to work until they're 100 years old or until the day they die, which to me, you know, that's not in the cards. I mean, if you're hungry and you want to do this, there's so many plans out there that will enable you to be able to invest in your retirement, grow those funds tax-free, be able to earn the profits, and then whenever you're at retirement age, be able to draw on them.
Yeah, and for myself, I'd like to leave my kids a little something more than I was planning to and enhance my retirement. I know I'm never really going to stop working. I'm enjoying what I'm doing too much. And really, I find this a lot of fun. It's keeping my mind active and extending my youth, if you will. And I'm having more fun at this than I ever imagined possible. So those are my whys.
And you know what? A lot of it is just being able to enjoy life. So whatever that means to you. And I'm with you. I mean, I actually enjoy this. I love real estate. I love looking at what deals are available. I love, you know, it's almost like when I was a child and I'd unwrap, you know, my Christmas presents, wondering what I got. You know, what did Santa bring me? Well, in this case, it's the same thing. You know, when I'm going through the auction site, it's like there's so many gifts that are out there and all I have to do is open them up, meaning some of them will be great gifts. Some will be phenomenal gifts. And some are gifts that you throw in the back of your closet that you never, you know, look at again. And, you know, that's what this is for me, is it's the excitement and it's seeing my students duplicating and replicating exactly what I've done. You know, when I get a guy who since training with me has bought 18 properties, you know, that makes me feel good. I mean, I can always buy 18 more properties, but at some point, you know, if you've done it for yourself and your family's taken care of, your family's secure, the only thing that's left to do is to help other people. And, you know, a lot of people find that hard to believe, but I actually enjoy anytime one of my students, and I get these all the time. I get emails, I get videos, I run into my students and they say, you know what, Mike, this has changed my life. It's been unbelievable. I have so much fun every day. Me and my wife, you know, that's one of the things, one of the benefits too. You know, one of the guys who was telling me, you know, my wife and I, we started fighting a lot less after we got that first check for $50,000 on our very first deal. You know, our fighting is maybe 10% of what it was. And all couples are going to fight. I mean, come on. But the number one reason why people fight is over money.
Oh, no question about that. And it's nice to put it back to the banks, too. The banks got us into this mess. I mean, yeah, individuals did as well. We all made mistakes. Many of us made mistakes during the boom period, getting into debt that we shouldn't have. But the banks were the great enablers and packaging this junk. They sunk the country. So now when you can put it back to the banks and they're losing a fortune, although the government's probably subsidizing all these losses, but whatever the case, that you can get these properties for a song and then turn around and sell them off and make massive profits, that's a good feeling too.
It is, because, you know, a lot of the times you see these banks, they're owed $250,000 on, say, a property that maybe retail value is worth $80,000, $90,000. So when you come in and buy it for $50,000, that'll make anyone feel good, because not only are you getting a great deal, but, you know, it's like you're taking back a little bit of money that has been lost by the banks. You know, they all got bailed out, but the general public didn't, right? I mean, the public didn't get bailed out. It's the big banks that, you know, have billions of dollars in profits that got bailed out. And this is just the average working folks' way of getting their piece of the pie. Because, you know, if you're not going to get your money through real estate, then, you know, a lot of people have told me, they say, Mike, I would have had to work to make that same, even if it was $20,000, $25,000 on their first deal. People would have to work months to make the same exact money that they made in such a short amount of time, and they had so much fun doing it. But it's a way to make money based on the banks over leveraging. And of course, individuals are to blame as well. But the banks, they got bailed out. They got their little piece of the pie back from the government. And now this is the average person's way of being able to capitalize on a bad situation.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different whys here. I guess they vary in accordance with who you are and what drives you. And obviously, everyone wants to make money here, and the whys are very personal. But you dig deep enough and you're going to find your own personal why. And then that's going to motivate you to really do great things.
You got it, because the why is what you can always go back to. So when you say, you know, I really don't feel like looking at the auction list tomorrow. I don't feel like analyzing these deals and making sure that what I should bid. You know, if you could just keep bringing that back to yourself and just keep it in the back of your head, so that this way, anytime you're feeling like, you know, I just want to relax. I mean, of course, this is not a full-time job unless you want it to be. You can start with just a couple hours a week and take those couple hours a week from your TV time or the time when you're sitting reading, you know, books that really don't make you money. I mean, you know, you get a bunch of these fiction books and you're hearing a great story and it's great, but, you know, is that really going to put money in your pocket. So if you ask me, if you can go back to the reason that you want to do this, remember your family, remember taking that vacation, remember not having to work so many hours, remember being able to provide for your retirement, your kids' education, your grandkids' education. There's so many avenues that you can take in real estate that not only just fulfill you financially, but emotionally. So remember your why, stick to it, and draw on that anytime you're feeling like, you know, it's too complicated or you just don't feel like doing it. I've given you the tools. You know, I have two books that give you the tools. I have my complete DVD set. You know, if you're looking to learn this business, the only excuse you have is you just got to get out of your own way. Once you've gotten out of your own way and you decide that real estate is for you, not because you're Donald Trump or you're one of these big name guys. I mean, yes, there's a couple of those guys out there, but there's a lot more average people that are doing this. People that once they have the tools, they're unstoppable when it comes to real estate.
Right. And you want to find out more, you want to get signed up, obviously go over to the iTunes store, subscribe to this podcast, just put in Real Estate Investing That Works or Mike Gazzola, G-A-Z-Z-O-L-A. And Mike, they want to go to your website, want to get signed up, get the free videos. Best place to find you?
Well, yeah, I created a free video series just to help people out, you know, that want to know how do you open your bidder account? How do you get started? You know, what are the very first steps? I made a complete free video training series. You just go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
All right, Mike. And hey, figure out your why and don't let anything get in the way.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.